Rural manifestations of Sjögren syndrome include most commonly xerostomia और इसी के बाद बाकी के सारे problems produce होते हैं, ठीक है? When the saliva is produced less, it will be more thick initially and mucoid. Later, the volume of the saliva becomes very much reduced with time. So what will happen in the oral cavity when there will be no saliva? The tongue will be dry, smooth and red. And in severe cases, there may be difficulty swallowing, talking due to the dry tongue. The lips will be dry, red and scaly. Lack of the saliva will produce dental caries and oral candidiasis, which is chronic. Hoga. Then recurrent attacks of parotid gland enlargement or swelling due to the inflammation present in the parotid glands, and less commonly submandibular and sublingual salivary glands. So when we examination karenge to usme parotid glands ki swelling bhi milegi due to inflammation. Other mucous membrane manifestations mein आपको बाकी की mucosal surfaces की भी इसी तरह features मिल सकते हैं, जैसे nasal crusting. जब nasal crusting, nasal dryness होगी, so there will be decreased sensation of smell and recurrent upper respiratory tract infection, क्योंकि जो secretions produce हो रही होती है ना, it contain the important immunoglobulin, specifically IgE, तो ये infection से बचाती है. तो इस वजह से आपको recurrent upper respiratory tract infection, फिर उसके अलावा जब laryngeal involvement होती है तो उसमें hoarseness and euphonia, there may be pulmonary infiltrate, atelectasis or fibrosis, GI tract mein echlorhydria, vaginal tract mein vaginitis, anogenital pruritus or dyschezia due to dryness of anorectal mucosa, to pain. So ye sare features ye represent karte hain ki baaki ki mucosal surfaces ki involvement bhi ho sakti hai with their associated features, lekin mainly aapne jo important mucosas yaad rakhne hain wo ocular aur oral mucosa hai.